Blackstone Audio presents Some Like It Scott by Suzanne Enoch. This book is read by Flora MacDonald. Chapter 1. Lord Munro McClory crept forward and down, his bare knees digging into the soft mossy ground beneath him. The chill breeze lifted the black hair off his brow. He'd hiked halfway around the valley to keep the wind in his face. The black and white and red plaid of his kilt had been worn and muted even before he'd taken to crawling through the mud and brambles, because he wasn't fool enough to wear his dress kilt on a hunt. Of course, he might have worn trousers and had something covering his knees, but he wasn't a damned Englishman. He wasn't hunting for sport, and he wasn't trying to show off for any damned Sassanach lords and ladies who thought working up a sweat was gauche. He wanted some bloody venison for dinner, and with the current chaos at Glengask Castle, the simplest way to get it would be to bring it to the table himself. As he crested the low rise, he paused, stretching out flat to listen to the wind in the pines. The loons calling from the reeds on the west bank of Loch Sinéag a half mile to his right. The rain had held off for most of the morning, but with the clouds piling up against the mountains, he'd be in for it any time now. It was a lovely morning, all in all. Not the calm, clear days the Sassanach south of Hadrian's Wall preferred, but a cold, wet, wild Highlands come hither morning. Whether the rain held off or not, he likely only had another...